Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kandi abanyize olw'ekigambo kye muwulidde.
Let me see those anger.
Kandi abanyize olw'ekigambo kye muwulidde. Terino. Kale katula abasanyuse. Katwongere Katonda engali z'amaanyi. Olw'ekigambo ekyo tuwulidde. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde mu kubeerawo kwe.
For the good time he's added us in his presence.
Okusobola okulabika ng'ate twongera okumujjulira.
That we can witness about him.
Si kirungi okumanyiira.
It's not good to get familiar.
Naye kirungi.
But it is good.
Okufuna experience.
To get experience.
Ebigambo bye babyogera batya? Okumanyira.
Obumanyirivu n'okumanyira.
Aha. Byawukana nno bw'oba owulira ebivuga.
These words differ if you hear how they sound.
Uyinza okulowooza ekimu mulirwana wa munne.
You may think one is the neighbor of the other.
Okumanyira n'okufuna obuki?
To get familiar and to get experience.
Abamu.
Some.
Okumanyira bakuyita obumanyirivu.
They call familiarization experience.
Nedda munnange.
These are not the same.
Ekyo nno omwoyo mutukuvu kyabadayisa musumba Benjamin.
That's what the spirit passed in Pastor Benjamin.
Ng'atubuulira okwawula okumanyira n'obumanyirivu.
And he tell us to differentiate experience and familiarization.
Bitiru okwagala okufaanagana. Bubutu nuddemu. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bitira okukola ki? Okutunulamu ng'ebifaanagana.
They seem alike.
Naye si byebimu.
But they are not the same.
So konyonyolemu muganda waawe ebigambo ebyo.
First explain your brother in those words.
Munyonyolemu.
You explain them. How you've heard the gospel.
Omwawulire okumanyira n'obumanyirivu. Akunyonyodde.
Have they explained it?
Akugambye atya?
What have they told you?
Byakugambye bye bituufu.
Have they said they are the right things?
Kankubulire waliwo ekigambo okumanyiira.
Let me tell you there's what to be familiar.
N'obumanyirivu.
And experience.
Naye omuntu bw'aba n'atera ofuna obumanyirivu.
The person is about to get experience.
Atera ofuna okumanyiira.
They get familiar.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oba onaatera ofuna obumanyirivu.
You're about to get experience.
Ate otera ofuna okumanyira ne kuyingira waawo.
Familiarization comes in.
N'otatuuka ku bumanyirivu.
And you don't reach.
N'oyingira mu kamanyiira.
You enter into familiarization.
Ekigambo ekyo oba okitegedde
otya? I don't know how you've understood that word.
Abantu abasinga ffenna.
Many of us.
Bwe tuba tetumanyi kintu tuba bagonvu.
Don't know something we are very humble.
Kyokka bwe tutandika okumanyako.
Begin to know of a little.
Kwe kugamba nti tufunako experience.
So we get experience.
Tuyingi tunaatera ofuna experience. Tunaatera ofuna obumanyirivu.
Get experience.
Tukyama ne tuyingira mu kaki?
We prefer to enter familiarization.
Bwebitu webibeera.
That's how it happens.
Ekizibu oli otandika ng'amanyiira.
It's hard for someone to begin when they are familiar.
Wabula mu kaseera wakati w'okufuna obumanyirivu akamanyira ate ke katuukako tatuuka mu bumanyirivu. Kitera okubeerawo era kyetaaga okwongera okinyiikiriza mu kusoma. Bw'otunulira Yuda Isikariyoti.
If you look to Judas Iscariot.
Bwe yali ajja eri Kristo yalina okutya kungi.
When he came to Christ he had much fear.
Era ng'ayagala okumanya n'okutuukira ddala kumanyirivu.
Wanted to know and to reach into the experience.
Naye bwe yatuuka wakati awo.
When he reached the middle there.
akamanyiro ne kakola ki
from realization overtook him
atakamanyiro we kakujjamu manya stani huyu alipo
familia no Satan is close to you
stani yali afunye ko
Satan
yatandika ko kumanya
began on getting the knowledge
era yali anatirutuka ko manyiro
was about to reaching the experience
na ye na ingira muki
but he entered from realization
mukamanyire eri ya ingira
where is where he entered
na uliranga na ye ayinza okutuulako mu ntebe ya Katonda
of God
naye nga kigambibwa yali asiringana
butuukirivu
naye teyeebuuza ani yabutandika
did ask who began it
mukama waffe Yesu bw'amunyulako agamba
our Lord Jesus explains of him saying
yaliko mu mazima
he was in the truth
naye teyanywerera mu mazima
but he gets strengthened in the truth
n'atukicyane gagwana mubwe
and it reached the time it ceased to be with him
naga muyite muri wadde cyangwa ate bya Kristo
bibyamuzima
umanye
what is
umanye umuntu badomanye
so you be knowing
ninga tunafuna experience
yet you've not gained experience
wakati wo kufuna experience bofuna akamanyiro
you get experience you get familiar
uto kani byo badomanye mu byonna
if and what you knew disappears from you
ngira bura basitani bwafanagana
as Satan appears
yatuka amazima gonna ngati mukyali mu wadde
the truth was no more in him
kisubukano
it is possible
ruwalero linacho tegeddeko
there is something you've understood
so tukachiranga to chali namu what
you no more have anything
ngowedemu
and you are all out nothing
nabi Elisha
prophet Elisha
yomu kubafuna akamanyira mfo cho bumanyirivu
one of those who get from
Gehazi weyali ayagara alinofuna mafuta okuveni na Elisha
when he was to get anointing from Elisha
wakati ye yarabanga
between he saw that
na Elisha ono
Elisha
simutegera kuri mukasera kafuna sente
the time of getting money
yagamba tikanatu
it's not yet come
kati simanyi kubabira ani yali akulembera mu
don't know on the two who was leading the other
na yenga okuwonya bali bawonya bonna
but the healings they did them together
katina yandi badde nabbi Gehazi
the one who'd have been prophet Gehazi
yafuka mu Gehazi omugenge
became Gehazi the leprous
webitu ebyali
is how it happened
irabo tuba tulifuna akaddo okubi okubinyonyoka
get time to explain of them
uliye unyana awe
bibera we surprise how it happens
nayinga bali babulira bonne ekigambo
they all preached the word
nga atumibwako nokuwonya nakola
even sent and even heals
nalabira dalanga okuonya kireka kwawe bonaka
perhaps healing is for both of them
nobu nabiufu ni bwa
even prophecies are gotten
kuluno nabi Elisha arabye bubi
time Elisha has seen longer
yandi bade nabi Gehazi nalababuru
prophet Gehazi this time is all right
na yena amali dzanga yandi bade nabi nga Gehazi omugenge
and to who had been prophet Gehazi became Gehazi the reprost
kama nyiro
from realization
atendo lumuka alikagendo sulo omutume Peter
it was to throw down apostle Peter
mukama afiso amugangenda kufa
Jesus tells him I'm going to die
yaga nebuchina abachi
no matter what
baina muzabali bamugobe musitana
had to take him aside chase Satan from him
neera chamuyamba bwe yagwa mukuchigwa
he helped him when he fell a falling
Yeah, goro kanaga ibintu bino tebabi manyira.
He arose and said the things you don't get familiar with.
Ndiriza mukama kya kugamba.
You have to believe what God tells you.
So sikutuka ngo ulira otushi okumanya okuba omazeyo.
Which you think you've all arrived.
Singa jali bwechitu.
If it was like that.
Ah, singa sibakiriza nali nyakatu.
Would it have even allowed you to stand on the pulpit?
Okubulira yo bokuwereza yo bana andiga wabula kumanya nina.
I would have said I have much knowledge.
Nee kumanga nchata mbira mu experience. Banya galo okulira mukama. Kicha inzo okuleta muwereza.
I want to hear what God can bring in the other minister.
Kubanga yakiriza nti atambulira mukweyongera yongera.
I believe moving adding on more.
Yena Elisha
is the prophet Elisha.
Yagamba.
He said.
Echo mukama tachimbikulide.
That God has not revealed it to me.
Era mazima wadde ndina binde babiona na yeto
tisira all that I've not seen it
manyi ebimuko bikukusura bilichi
bwe some of what throws you down a bit
prochi manyi nayo yagara chinyo
don't know something you want to explain it
atemba raba ku WhatsApp
ya I see you on our WhatsApp
namuvulungu tana
you begin to struggle from there
ngamudda mbi mutamanyi
you answer what you don't know
ngoyagara kaka santi
want to prove you too
chio tamanyi ga suki manya abange
don't say I don't know it
God has not told me anything.
He doesn't stop me be a prophet. The prophet never speaks what he wants.
He speaks.
God has not given me, I tell you what.
Now that
word is dropful which preached us that some of us instead of getting
experience
we get familiarization. Instead of getting experience we get familiar. That's how I've gotten it.
Those
who have not been here, I've gotten it when you've not been around.
One word,
you know the word spoken doesn't end
me
at all. It was present in that way, the one word of last heart. Most
of
the apostles down there not writing.
You get
familiar instead of doing what you're supposed to do. You do what you're supposed to do.
You don't do all that.
When they
come
and they speak that they ask the, see they write, what will you do?
Who's
the new man to write?
That?
You see, he has his book. But apostle has not his book.
You stop things
of getting familiar. You get experience. Me, I have my books I wrote long back. I have even witnesses who have seen it. Up to now I'm writing.
If
there's another preacher, I write down and see. Whether they are indeed like that.
There is,
instead of getting experience,
and
get familiar. You know, Simeon had gotten saved.
Simon.
Simon the sorcerer. Yet the problem, he got familiar. He first humbled a little.
This
power perhaps they have a source they buy it from.
And
brought his money.
They
told him to ask for forgiveness, he said. You men, you pray for me whatever you've spoken about me. You see,
that
was familiarization, not experience. Those added on the word which prepared us this morning through the Pastor Benjamin by the Spirit of God,
he
who shepherded to prepare us that the hearts may be intact together,
that
move on in light of the word of God. Thank you for that shepherding.
We're
ready to move on with the next services. May God bless you. Thank you much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We
base
in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God. This time to move on, reach you the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. My journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us, even as we're living now, even those to come, to reaching the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's a journey we know.
nga lulina parts bbiri ebitundu bibiri
holds two parts
tulinamu ekitundu ekya waggulu
we have the
oba part 2
we have the part 2
etutwala waggulu weggulu
which take us above the heavens
kuntandikwa n'enkomero
the beginning and end
iyo no jetu singa ni glory ja n'ensimbi
right there we find the new heavens and the new earth
bwetusoma mu kubikulira esuli ya 22
when we start the revelations 22
esuli ya 22
revelations chapter 21
kuva kulisoka pakulu okuta
from verses 1 to 5
ula gante gu heaven is in ensebiriwo
shows the heavens and the earth which are
we live abivudde
when they would have passed away
we look to the heaven is empty and ensebiriwo
see the new heavens and the new earth
ebyo no byebisingane waguru wegu
those are what are found above the heavens
iyo no jetulire nyombe efesonya
we hear most in Ephesians 4
romwe na pa 12
the verses 9 to 12
yes we azukira na ali nyana aita muguri ona
Jesus raised the ascended through all the heavens
na agenda waguru wegu
and he went above the heavens
so mupati to yulugendo lweguru kuba tugenda waguru wegu
part 2 of John of heavens we shall head to above the heaven.
Eka kan tuki agena maso.
But right now we are still moving on.
Ni part 1 eyo lugendo lweguru.
Part 1 of the journey of heavens.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twajitandikako.
We began on it.
Iranga tumanyindi part 1 eyo lugendo lweguru.
We know that part 1 of the journey of heaven.
Elimwechi tumbe cha waguru.
It has the rim above.
Ichikolewe guru lya soko kutondebwa.
Which of the first created heaven.
Elimwechi buga cha katonda.
Which has the city of God.
Yerusalem echo muguru.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekunga nedeni lya bamalaika.
The great gathering of the angels.
Naba tukuvuba katonda.
And the holy ones of God.
Eliyogirwa kenyo bebrani esule 12.
Again most in the Hebrews 12.
Abiri mbiri paka abiri musa.
22 to 23.
Biramtundu ichichawa gu.
In that rim above.
Tujja kuba tulabaye gu eliyo kubiri mukutonde.
We shall see the second created heaven.
Eri singane bwamu ebiramu ebina.
Where we find four living creatures.
Stowa yemeyo jo butonde.
Stowa of spirits of creations.
Mwejijibwa okuwebwe mbiri kunsi
where they are gotten be given bodies on the world
ireguru yo tulisoma konyo mwezekeri sulisoka
the heaven started most Ezekiel chapter 1
olinyolisoka
from verse 1
kutukira dakuru abiri mwata 5
to verse 25
butura banga heaven jizegura
where we see heavens open up
okutuka muguru eri
to reaching that heaven
muri ebiramu ebina
where they are full living creatures
babuli ramtundu chewa gutujja kuba tulaba iguru eri okusatu mukutonde
the room above we shall see the third created heaven
yogirwa ke nyumba kolisi cho 12
book and most second Corinthians 12
yorisoka pa kulokuta
verses 1 to 5
we atoka muguru eliyo kusatu
when he reached the third heaven
umusingani bo rusukuru akatonda
where he found the paradise of God
iranga masikati gorusuku
and in the center of the garden
muri entebe yobu akatonda
there is the throne of God
iri ku rusozi Sayuni
on the mountain Zion
ayetodwa entebe za bakadabiri mwaba
surrounded by thrones of 24 elders
ku rusozi obwetoroddewa
on the hills surrounding there
iyo no bwetuli tuka tulirabe ebyo
we shall reach there we shall see those
iri mu kitundu ekya waggulu
those in the rim above
heaven is set
three heavens
bwetusoma mu Yokani sura eyo munana
when we read in the John chapter 8
12 nokukira
verse 12 downward
amafu yatugamba
Jesus told us
yali avira dam kitundu cha waguru
he came from the rim above
afuturi beno mchitundu cha
wasi and we are of the rim below
so mu part 1 yo lugendo lweguru
now in part 1 of journey of heaven
kina kitundu cha wasi
we have the rim below
irabo tubatusoma mu rubereberie esura esoka
we been reading Genesis chapter 1
nuro mukaga noko kire
the verses 6 downwards
nuda ganti amazi katunda yali atandika okutona
she has been God began creation
yauda mwa amazi agada mchitundu cha waguru
the parted water moved the rim above
na agada mchitundu cha wasi
in the rim below
agada mchitundu cha waguru
that which moved rim above
yagakora mu heaven zisiria satu zikogedde
ko he made three heavens we spoken of
then agada mchitundu cha wasi
that in the rim below
nakoramu eguru yetulengera mu bwengura ya bulu
out the blue heaven we see up in the sky
hii lino lietula ba warumbana nchino
blue heaven in this image
naibu bobole oli wabweru
yet when you outside
usobola okulira beguru
you can see that heaven
lyayogera ko mu rubereberie
speaks of in Genesis
esura esoka
chapter 1
nuromukaga pakuru munana
verses 6 to 8
kibange eri lyolengera nali ite guru
the air space you see called is the heaven
eguru lyolengera eri ya bulu
blue heaven you see up there.
So twala baby, twala baby into musamu.
Now we see seven great things.
Kuru ebisingani wa muguru lino.
Major ones found in this heaven.
Uliyonga guru eguru elyo.
It as that heaven.
Ngaliya kuriye kurungirivu mukikura
and it is circular in appearance
eranga ligumu nyono kire chuma cha wali olabi
very hard beyond any iron you've ever seen
twara bakubaka bakubwenjubo mwezi ne munyenye
we saw the kingdom of the sun the moon and the stars
ngaliya
in the air space of the heaven
twara bakugeena
and we saw of hell
kumela lyakatonda
the prison of God
ilimanyidwa ngo kunyobuta koma
una
erimanyiddwa ng'obunya obutakoma,
known as the bottomless pit,
mwasibira emyoyo egy'abajeemu,
where imprisoned rebellious spirits,
abagaana okwenenya okuva ku nsi,
those who refuse to repent from this world,
era mwe yasibira ne bamalayika abasinga abaagwa,
there he bound most of the fallen angels,
abajeema mu ggulu bwe yabagoba,
bailed in the heavens as they chased them,
yetwongera okusiba ne kankana emyoy'obubi,
moved on, we bind evil spirits there,
nga tukolagana ne malayika akulira obunya obutakoma,
as we work with the angel in charge of bottomless pit,
n'ekibinja kye,
and his group,
malayika Abaddon,
angel Abaddon.
Twayolekana nitulaba kuba amasaza.
We moved on so principalities.
Satan ne bamalayika baabaagwa.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Besi yaabwe esooka mu bwakabaka bw'emunyeeri.
Your first base in the kingdom of the stars.
Ate nitugenda ku pointi yaffe ey'okutaano.
And we moved to our fifth point.
Nitulaba ku besi z'abasaani ebbiri ziri ku nsi.
And we saw two bases of the devils on this world.
Kuli underwater and underground bankers.
Underwater and the underground bankers.
Ebyo nine tubimaliriza.
All those we finished there.
Ku pointi yaffe ey'omukaaga.
In our sixth point.
Mwetwatandikira okulaba ku nsi yaffe n'ebeerekamu.
The sea of the habitable planet Earth.
Nsi yaffe n'ebeerekamu.
This planet Earth.
N'ensi endala mwenda.
And the other nine planets.
Okukola ensi kumi.
To make total of 10 planets.
Mu masekati g'ebbanga ery'eggulu ery'okuna mu kutukuba.
Central of the air space of the fourth created heaven.
Kali ebyo nine tujanga tubiraba.
And all those we came seeing them.
Twakakasa mu ngeri sura y'omunaana.
Proved in Proverbs chapter 8.
Asatu paka asatu mwe.
30 to 31.
Ti ensi yaffe eno gye tuliko.
That planet Earth where we are.
Eyitibwa ensi ebeerekamu.
Is called the habitable planet Earth.
Otegeeza nti era waliyo ensi
ezitabeerekamu. Planets, you cannot be there. As we read in the Chronicles,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
It is planets, yes,
that
yes,
the other planets are there.
It is 2 Kings. Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we speak of other planets.
So
now when we finished it, we saw the three things these planets have in common.
Ngazona naye kulungirivu mukikula.
They are all circular in appearance.
Miranga ziri mubanga wali.
And they are in the hair space.
Masekati gegulu lyokuna mutondebwa.
In the center of the fourth created heaven.
Zonanga zetu olola.
And they are all rotating there.
Ate zona ntumanya.
And we got to know that.
Zatu ni bwamanya.
They were given name.
Okusinzira kubugagwa. Obwemirundi esatu obubeera obuziriko.
According to treasures found on them.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus
much. Ebyo byonna twabimaliriza.
All those we finished them.
Wabula kankano tugenda mu maaso n'okulaba.
Right now we move on to see.
Ebintu musanvu ebikulu.
Seven major things.
Ebiri ku nsi eno kwe tuli.
Found on the planet Earth.
Si bwe kiri?
Is it not that?
Yes.
I remember we are right there.
Ebintu musanvu
ebikulu. Seven major things.
Ebisiŋŋaanibwa ku nsi eno kwe tuli.
Found on the planet Earth.
Nga bikulu nnyo.
And they are so major.
N'okusinga bye twandiyise ebyamagezi
tufuna.
Okutambula kw'abalema.
The walking of the lame.
Okuwonya abalwadde n'ebiringa
ebyo. The sick and the others.
Naye nga waliwo ebyo ebintu musanvu.
Yet there are those seven things.
Ebikulu okusinga ebyo.
So major than those ones.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga ekisooka kyaggwa.
Yet the first we finished it.
Bwe twalaba ku bamalayika abana.
Where we saw the four angels.
Abakola empagi ennya.
Who make the four pillars.
Eziri ku nsonda ennya ez'ensi eno.
Four corners of this planet Earth.
Okwalegerwa emiguwa gy'ensi bwe yali etondebwa.
Stretch the lines of this Earth as it was being.
Malayika abo tubasomako mu kubikulira essuula ey'omusanvu.
We read those angels in Revelation chapter 7.
Ebirala bingi bye twabasomako.
The many others we studied of them.
Singa bamalayika abo.
But if those angels.
Tebaliwo.
They are not there.
Okubeera empagi z'ensi.
To be pillars of this Earth.
Era ensi teyandibaddewo.
Planet Earth would not have been
there. Nawe ayagala ovugirako emmotoka.
You want to drive a car on it.
Ayagala ozimba amayumba.
You want to build houses.
Ayagala ogenda mu mawanga.
You want to go to nations.
Oba mu America. Tebyandibaddewo tebyandisobose.
I've seen they are never possible.
So kye tuva tugamba nti ebintu ebi omusanvu ebikulu ebiri ku nsi.
Seven major things on this Earth. Is it not that?
Ensigye wandiyagaliddemu wandigiyagaliddemu nga sinywevu.
Enjoyed it, you would have enjoyed when it's not strengthened.
Tekisoboka ekyo.
It's impossible.
Ekyokubiri kye twalaba.
The second we saw.
Twalaba kubire.
We saw the clouds.
Enkuba.
The rain.
Emigga.
The rivers.
Ennyanja.
The lakes.
Agayanja.
The sea.
Negasemayanja.
And the oceans.
Awamu n'omukka gwe tusobwa obwerere.
Even the free oxygen we breathe.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Twalaba nti awatali mazzi.
We saw that without water.
Eseno tebeerekamu.
This Earth you cannot live in it.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Songa amazzi kye kimu kweyo ebibiri ebiri ku nsi kuno.
Yet water is one of the two things on this world.
Lwensonga bivaamu ne oxygen ono
kwetusha. Out of it cometh oxygen which we breathe.
nga bwe twandibadde tetusobola kussa,
if not be able to breathe,
tetusobola vuga mamotoka,
we cannot drive cars,
tetusobola beera mayumba amarungi,
can't be in the good houses,
at least weegomba okuba omulema naye ngossa,
desire to be lame yet you are breathing,
naye ate era Mukama awonya abalema,
still God heals the lame,
era awonya agalwadde agengerezi,
heals all form of sickness. Now imagine,
nga teyayogera mu lubereberye essuula esooka,
did speak in Genesis chapter 1,
essuula yakubiri,
Genesis chapter 2,
olwomukaaga n'olwomusanvu,
the verse 6 and 7,
olufu bwe lwali nnya,
when the mist rose up,
ebire ne bikolebwa,
and the clouds were made,
enkuba n'etonnya,
and it began to rain,
kale okuva ku olwo ne kati enkuba etonnya,
from then up to now it's raining,
okufukirira ebimera,
to water the plants,
so nga ffe tulya tunywa,
yet we eat and drink,
so ebintu ebimu bikulu nnyo,
things are so major,
n'okusinga ennyumba mw'osula,
more than the house where you sleep,
tuvula bakatonda,
that's why God,
bwe yatonda ensi,
when he created the earth,
teyazimamu nnyumba kuba teyali nkulu nnyo,
didn't build the house for it was not something major.
Yani tuzimbide mwe nyumba zizigwa
houses and they are
built in Jerusalem yazimba mu kibuga kiji
Jerusalem built in that city
chichi wache nsite yazimba
why he did not build in this world
okay ibi ebintu ebimu kubisemba
ebi mu jyo kwe kolera list things done
mujja byekolera
you will do them
kama magezi mitima mbikoli
wisdom in the hearts of you you will make them
kati ye yakola muzi majors
only made only majors
iranga omanyo omugezi
as you know a wise person
why katondo omugezi
is the wise God
why did
they never build a house in here
waka yamanya abateredde mu ebisingo
in new years put the major ones in there
irabo chandi bagwani do kutondebwa ko mbili ogutayingirwa mumpe ona nkuwa yandi chikozi
create a body where it's not affected by cold would have done it
kuba nensolo yaziwa bwati
animals gave them like that
izibira uzisimba
they don't build
isinga tezisimba
most do not build
so which to twamaliriza point ya fe yoku
last we finished our second point
nne tujja tutandika te point yoku
sakano see the third point
zina nokugwa hizo na musambu
we have to finish all of the seven
butwata ndikukulaba
began to see
kukutondebwa kwetaka kalu
creation of the flat lands
urukaru
the plain lands
in obusozi
the hills the mountains the valleys
omukure mmere
where food grows
awamu nokusenge jempe woje tusha
even the field running the oxygen we breathe
wambaga tusomera kyensozi
because why we start the mountains
bwetwali tusoma mu kutandika
when we started in the beginning
twawulira mu luberebere sule sokonyolo omwe
we had in Genesis chapter 1 verse 9
bakore
10 to 11
katonda nga agamba nti wonna enensi yali mazzi
God said this entire earth was water
nina agamba walabike woluka
he said there appear a dry land
wabereo terekero lya mazzi n'olukalu
water and dry land
wabura yali atondo olukalu
when he created the dry land
muyagena maso kutondera mu obusozi
they moved to create hills in it
obusozi
hills mountains
ebiwonvu
valleys
era n'alagira emmere ekulenga
commanded food to grow there
emiti n'ebiringa ebyo
the trees and the others
okugenda maso senge jempewo jetusa
bridge let the wind that we
bring atenga bwetufune emmere
at some time we get food
mtu atunulira nnyo mu Isaya yali meka mpozi
most in the Isaiah
muyatugambira
where he told us
yatonda ebyo okubalansinga ensi
created those to balance
era yabipima
and he measured them
yakati nga ababyonona
those who spoil them
nonno banga bali mu buzibu bw'enjawulo
different problems
so n'olwalero
now even today
pebyo bitwagala okulaba
on those we want to see
twagala tulabe ate amakuru gensozi
we want to see the meaning of the mountains and the hills
wakati mosi
in the midst of the world
walero chitwagala tukwate
we want to handle that
wetuna amala
when we finish
tukwate kubiwomvu
did we handle valleys
wetuna amala
after that
tukwate kutaka
we handle the flat lands
jitu jose okubanga tusembyayo kulirana
shall end on
okulirana okutondebwa kwemmere
to near creation of food
kiga tulina okulako kutondebwa kwemmere
how to see the creation of food
abangi emmere etondebwe
how is food created
oliandiye
you just eat it
yes yebas we
praise Jesus
so wale twagatulabe
now today we want to see
amakuru go kuteke ensozi no busozi munsi
putting mountains and hills in the world
era nayo nga wakula ye mmere
there too there grow food there
yes yebas we nyo
praise Jesus man
so tuzeyo katono mulubereberye
briefly going back to Genesis
mulubereberye sule soko no romwenda
Genesis 1 verse 9
Oluberebere sule soka nolunyiriri olomwenda
Genesis chapter 1 verse 9
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi weggulu gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike bwe kityo bwe kyali olunyo lw'ekkumi Katonda olukalu naluyite ensi. Ne kunganiro lya amazzi naluyite nyanja.
Yesu yabazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Katonda nga atandika okukola omulimu ku nsi kuno
ekitalo. God beginning to an amazing work on this world. And a miracle.
Nafe bwe tugitunulako
ensi eno. Look to this world.
Tugyenyumirizamu.
And we delight over it.
Netwagala ebirungi ebirigirimu.
Want the good things in it.
Nini abamu kufe ntwira bilo sinza Katonda.
Some of us forget to worship God.
Atunyonyola.
He's explaining us. When he begins to tell us.
Amakuru gokubira okwensozi no obusozi.
Meaning of existence of hills and mountains. Where there grow food. On this world.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Atugambye mu rubereberi sura esoka.
Told us Genesis chapter 1.
Romwenda.
From verse 9.
Ndi akagenseno jola.
That this earth you see.
Gari mazinga gasibye wa
water wrapped up together.
Enga ino kutonda mo rukalu.
Yet in it he has to create a dry land.
Ekunganyo lya amazi.
And the collection of water.
Era nachikola bwato.
Did it like that.
Urukalu na luite ensi.
The dry land he called it the earth.
Ere kunganyo lya amazi na lite enyanja.
Collection of water he called it the sea.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Nibu yali atekawo urukalu.
When he put this dry land.
Tiyalu tekawo nga lwe luli flat urukalu.
Put it and it's all flat as a dry land.
Mukurupi mo burungi.
To measure it well.
Yali no teka mu kunsozi.
Had to put in the mountains.
No busozi.
In the hills.
Kutonda we biwonvu.
To create in the valleys.
Singa tatonda biwonvu.
Doesn't create those valleys.
Nchitegeza.
Then it means when it is raining, water will not have a place to collect itself. Trouble people on the dry land. Now when instead of valleys, where
there
are swamps and others, we shall see them the next, and the meaning of their existence, and
remove
and not join on those who destroyed the earth.
Because
those who destroy the earth, those who use it wrongly,
have to
case before God.
You
may have gotten saved, yet you use wrongly the earth.
Gatumanya nti yajitonda.
Don't know the one who created it.
Yajitonda tujikoyese bulungi.
Created we use it right.
Tulemo kubera ko musango gujikoyese.
Don't have a case use it wrongly.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So orukalu runo.
Now this dry land.
Katonda yaluteka mu ensozi nebirala.
No busozi. Mountains and hills.
Usobora kubikoto.
And one of the major things.
Ibyo kubera ko ensozi no busozi.
Because of mountain and hills.
Asobora kubalancing ensi.
That can balance this earth.
So bora ensozi.
If you see hills.
Kirungi zikuze.
Mountains. Mountains and hills. It's not good go you explode them. That you want stones from them.
What is your really flat?
There is a dry flat land.
What do
you want? Stones you get this from there and build.
Don't
go on mountains to explode them.
Insijatu keweuke birenge
chipapula. Reach a point to be light, be like a paper.
Musozo butono busigademu na obutandiko okubumburuko kano
okubali. More hills which will remain begin to power down.
Irechi mukubye muulira.
One of what you hear.
Ngawano mu Uganda.
Like in Uganda.
To insozo zingebu dude yaziika.
Mountains in the east they are pouring down on the people.
Duhaki.
Why?
Kubanga insozo endali nene zalingamu.
After bigger mountains which were there.
Bagenanga bazibalura.
They were exploring them.
Ate waliyera abamu.
There are others.
Basipula zino zimizaili zemuri.
Get missiles you hear of.
Bazisimile mu underground.
Get launch them from the underground.
Eveyo wansi na amanyi.
From down with power.
Gugumuka.
And it is shaking. Shaking the entire ground.
Egendo furu maye ya muke wanguru.
As it gets out to move high up.
Nge maze shukunda shukunda. And it is shook
everything God had measured.
Zino zero zirocket.
These rockets
okuveyo wansi
coming butaka. From underground.
Zeso go from ensi.
They move out of the planet Earth.
Iyo wansi zeba ezisinga jiba zero.
Most are launched from the underground.
Kali aboruganda.
Now brethren. One of the aims we are on. Why we move on. That we study of this earth. In our journey of heaven,
some of the
things we are involved in to first reveal the earth
where you are.
Will you move on to the heavens you go to?
Or
you just came on this world, threatening that it to you don't know it.
But how
will you know heaven where even where you are, you don't know there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He tells us in Isaiah,
reason
why he put the hills. Let's read in Isaiah.
Isaiah, esuri ya makumiana, noru nyiriri ole kuminorumu.
Isaiah 40, verses 11.
Isaiah, esuri ya makumiana, noru nyiriri ole kuminorumu.
Isaiah 40, verses 11.
Aliri isechi siboche, ngoo musumba. Aliku nganya abana bendiga mumukono gwe, n'abasitula mu kifuba kye, aliyitiriza mpola ezezi yonsa. Ule kuminebili. Ani yali ageze amazzi mu kibatu kye.
Ani yali ageze amazzi.
Who's measured water
mu kibatu kye.
In his palm.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Yagapima amazzi agali mu nsi.
Measured the water in this world.
Namanyandi. Agagayanja.
He knew that those seas,
Ukuli Pacific
where
Ocean,
is the Pacific Ocean,
Indian Ocean,
Indian Ocean,
Atlantic Ocean,
Atlantic Ocean,
the Red Sea,
the Red Sea,
Nindala,
and the others.
Napima mazina manyaga na insi.
He measured what he knew this
month.
So it is rotating.
Gamara.
It is enough.
Na yate singa steka muku nsozi no neobusozi.
Don't put hills and mountains. The earth may lose off, may get off its track and fall off its course.
And
those in it will not be peaceful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Move on to
tell us this in Isaiah.
Isaiah 40
verses 12.
Ani yali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye. Napime guru noruta. Nagata efufe yokunsi mochigera. Napime sozi muminzani. Nobu sozi mochipima.
Have you
heard well?
Eguru yapim wangajiri.
Heavens was measured where it is.
Katona yagata wamuna balancing.
God joined up together, he balanced.
Napime sozi naga kati.
Measured hills, he says.
Zine sozi.
These mountains.
Katu norune noruri ya China.
Big one in China.
Kozi wali itabate.
Everest is the tallest. Now Mountain Everest.
Hey, you know, no Uganda
and the Rwenzori Mountains and the others.
Na,
he measured them. He knew these mountains are enough.
Na,
and he put on smaller hills. And others of stones from down to the top. Others down the stones.
The
top, there is dry ground. You can plant things there. And down it's stones on the top. There is soil on the covering. Like some of what you see on the sides around us.
He was standing
somewhere where
you are. Who
goes and measured them?
It's
just enough on this world. Is it not that?
Someone say,
is that too a word of God?
Can't
we hear the word of God? Now they tell us mountains. You had us reading what?
Can't
we hear the word of God? Will you want or what he wants to tell you?
So,
you first leave us, my brethren.
There are things you wanted
to know. God wants to tell you some things. I don't know that God is ready to follow your counsel. Oh, he is.
Wow.
Are we together? Have you read the scripture?
Isaiah 40
from verse 11. And he says what?
Isaiah
chapter 40, verses 12.
Aniye yali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye. Napime guru n'oluta. Nagatta enfufu eyokunsi mu kigera.
Najigatta mu kigera.
Joins it in the measure.
Olukalu n'olwo yalupima n'abanya kati n'olukalu bwe lubeera mu nsi.
If this dry land is in the earth,
enfufu eno ng'ekutte bulungi.
Dust that is strengthened well.
Abantu ne batambulirako.
People move on it.
Etejja kubanga Kubanga wansi wayo mazi.
Not seek for other, it is water.
We
are standing on water. Dry land is under it is water.
Deep
down, you reach water, streams of water down there.
Measured
you this inch
of feet
from this dry land to where water is.
Don't
they jump on it?
Don't they build
tall buildings? Don't
they move on
heavy cars on it? It will not break to fall in.
You
enjoy driving a car upon
it. And
you ask Lord,
you are
not giving me a car. You are not God.
You are God.
Prove you are God. If you first made the ground, you will drive your cars by.
It
made it strengthened well.
You have
get to sense.
For
you riot, you've not been given a car.
You've thank
God for putting the dry land where you drive a car by. Put in hills to balance this
out.
For earth is
rotating.
You two are going to drive a car. Two things are running speedly. And they bypass each other.
If
one is not
strengthened, it
throws down the other.
You
always sit in the cars and they pass each other on the road. Speedly.
And
seemed to shake.
Earth
is rotating high speed.
Now
we to drive in it.
If
there are no mountains in it. Only the much winds.
Everything
can be blown off to a river. But we enjoy to drive. Don't think the great works of God.
You
know, if you want to test it, you go in a place, at your home, in your compound, you rotate a number of times, and you stand again. You begin to see the earth is taking you.
There
will come a time you settle again.
What has been
taken
away?
Who collected it up to take it away? Let's read, we see.
Isaiah esura eya makumi ana n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'esatu.
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 13.
Ani yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama. Obe ya muwerera ebigambo na muigiriza.
Kakati ya niya liya muigiriza.
Now who has ever taught him?
Yagena maso na pime sozi na obusozi ebiri monsi.
Measure hills, mountains in the world.
Na balancing enselo.
He balanced this world.
Tomu nafabwe tu bidaba.
Yet when we see them.
Nemi ni mujaka tunatusigalambu tetujidabi.
When works of God remain, we've not seen them.
Nemi chigambe chuloza wetu.
On that one we think like this.
Stani ya ziba maso gama gizigaba.
Satan blinded eyes of most of people's minds.
Nivata inza kumanga bada pa yebi ntuwebi mo.
Not be able to see some things.
Ngatebi kuru jebali.
Yet they are major to them.
Mukama afu Yesu yali kumsi ya gamba Nicodemus.
What the world told me Nicodemus. You see, I've told you things of the world, you don't know them. If I tell you those of heaven,
are
those the ones you will understand? In John chapter 3. Now what is this?
You can't understand
things of the world where every day you are. Heavenly things will lead the world to understand. Because we are the journey of heaven.
Yet
began on this world.
Why
began on no things of the world?
If not
things here.
First
read as John we see. Not understood earthly things.
Definitely,
will you understand them?
John chapter 3,
verses 11.
Daladala kugamba nti tuogera chetumanyi, tutegeza chetualava. Sote mukiriza kutegeza kwa fe. Olw'ekumi n'ebbiri. Bwe mbabuulidde ebyensi ne mutakiriza. Mulikiriza mutya bwe nnababuulira eby'omuggulu.
Aha. You
know we proclaim what we saw. Those we heard.
This
is the journey of heaven.
And
our Lord proclaimed this said. He spoke, he said, I've preached you earthly things,
you
fail to understand them.
When
I tell you heavenly things, are they the ones you'll understand? Speak of mountains you've already seen.
Maybe warm.
In the valleys.
You
say,
at
least they tell us heavenly things. Okay. Heavenly things, we are going to speak of them.
Bring
about, we see the first created heaven. We see the second created heaven, and the third with the paradise of God. Before we go there, look to things around you, understand them. Repeat that verse.
Why
require you to know things of this earth? If you first know them, heavenly things, you will easily know them. The man will go read for you. Revelation 21. I was on a mountain in the spirit. I saw the new Jerusalem.
The
network to see from it or it's to whatever.
It was on
which form of mountain and where was it?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
what is this? Cannot know things around you in this world. Heavenly ones, how will you understand them? Cannot mind know how food grows. Think, how will you be in heaven?
Which
body will go with? And people.
Go
to heaven, you ask them, will be in which body?
Listen,
I myself, you see here, I'm going to be in heaven. How? But the body is going to be buried. Yes. I still. In which body? You read them a scripture.
Verse
11:15. Flesh and blood
cannot
inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yes.
It
doesn't inherit. Okay. I will leave it here. You who? And you will go in which body? Tell us 2 Corinthians 5.
Lest
are found naked.
Count
this you clothe, you will unclothe it. Clothe that of
your
spirit will it live naked? Now it's yours.
You
cannot understand earthly things. And even know them.
You
cannot start to think of them, you think over words.
I speak
with your brethren, tell them. Have you ever been there? Think why mountains are in this world.
When
you see them as if they are causing trouble.
Mount
hills trouble you
to climb.
If they are not there, will you speak with them?
Every
time you look to mountains and hills, what did you think before? You thought to excavate them, build there? You look to it, you see a loss you made.
God
must have for those people in this world. Satan blinded the eyes of their mind, and they could not understand the
word.
That's why he sent light of the word. Lighting for you, you understand well. Now you tell him, Lord, there are things I had come to hear. What you want to hear,
you don't
need to be spoken to again. We want to tell you what you do not know.
Pastor
is right.
The person who tells
them what they want, yet already they know them. It doesn't make sense. How can you go to school?
Primary one
when you finished it, you know everything. You are University Makerere.
I wanted to be taught
ABCD in university.
Speak them,
you want us to preach. You have wisdom in yourself.
Now what you already know them already,
we shall tell you what you do not know. Repeat as John.
Yokana esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 3 verses 12.
Bwembabuli debiensi ne mutakiriza. Mulikiriza mutya bwenababulire ebyomuguru.
Ah, no. Hey,
mountains, no. That for what?
You say, John
of heaven.
Go
see things of heavens immediate.
In
heaven is begun on earth.
But
when we came from heaven downwards, we ended here. Where we start to get back. Yet he tells you, if you've not understood
Africa,
and I tell them
to you,
don't expect when we go to heavens, you'll understand there. We begin on this to understand. And here on the earth we seated here to see where heaven is.
Even
the earth they failed to understand it. Let me give you the first people. Those of Jehovah.
They
will be on the garden of God on this earth. All forever.
Yet us
has to pass away. We go to the new heavens and the new earth. That one they fail to understand that.
Others
who do not understand well this earth. They are the born again of Branham. You know what they say?
But
heaven is here right on the dimension here.
You
just protect a little on this earth, enter in heaven.
I don't know which one.
You were so mad even. Believe heaven
is the earth. Yet
heaven has to be bigger than earth. Proverbs chapter
8.
This is called planet earth. Not habitable heaven. You fail to understand. You just branch a little here like that. In the dimension you are in heaven there. Don't you see that one?
They're
too born again. Yet many people. Here we are on earth.
There are seven
major things on it. There's another heaven here. There's no heaven here. How many of us have been in the Branham? You've heard of their preachings. You've been there, you raise your hand. Is it not how they preach like that? Heaven, you rotate a little around here. You enter it. Even people, earthly things, they fail to understand there. How can they understand heavenly things?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So now
in that word,
move on,
study what concerns the mountains,
no, so
in the hills, in there they grow food, as we see their meaning. God speaks Revelation 11. In the verse 18, that is so ready indeed. Destroyed those who destroyed the earth. Those who used it wrongly.
He measured
his mountains, you are exploding them. Others, they are building lodges on there.
Not to
use wrongly the earth you are in. I want to tell you like this. Not think that getting saved,
preach you
out travel to America, not that.
Yes, we are to feel.
When Jesus died for us,
we are to feel. He
died for us over two reasons. On the reason of sin and the ignorance.
And
it means what?
Don't
take us from sin.
And
we don't
get destroyed.
Ignorance, not knowing, makes
us
get destroyed. It means
all
these were the by the blood of Jesus.
Kubanga
when he died for you, he died for your sins, and for you not knowing.
Not
that using wrongly the earth, it's a case before God.
Destroy
mountains and hills,
fight
for lands and slaughtering others for them, that you fight for lands.
Kubikulirwa.
Okubikulirwa esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Revelations 11 verse 18.
Amawanga ne gasunguwala, n'obusungu bwo ne bujja, n'entuuko ez'okusaliramu omusango gw'abafu, n'ez'okuweramu empeera yaabwe, abaddu bo bannabbi, n'abatukuvu, n'abatya erinnya lyo, abato n'abakulu, n'ez'okwonooneramu aboonoona ensi.
You
know, if you wasted this earth,
judge,
you tell him what you've been doing to it. This is a case
beyond
the mountain of God, and you uproot it from there. Build on the hills.
For
it's hard to build on the mountain, but on the hill.
Yes,
you can build on the hill.
Most
will just reduce on the soil and you build there. But not to destroy it away. When you destroy it, it's a case.
You know,
this teach, we use the earth rightfully. Because as nation Uganda, we have the worldwide call.
We
also have the gospel on the world standard.
What
Nanya is on the standard of the entire world.
It's
on you as a person. It's on the world standard.
But
there are not nations who don't have wheels in the mountains.
Yet
some don't know how to use them. They're just spoiling them. Others have wasted the lands. They're putting every poison in the lands. If they begin to spread the grass, the ground cannot grow and they spoil it.
Just
reach there, you spearheaded manufacturing medicine, destroying the ground. You've made injections, you inject in the plants, bananas. God to beat you for that. Not only mutual beatings, but beating, and it's the lake of fire forever. For on the judgment, it will do that. To run, to waste those who wasted the earth.
As you
went on the hill, it will be exploded.
It
will reform again, and it will explode you more. Now you may say,
it
has
to be
instead of hills and mountains, the valleys, the dry lands, those who spoiled them wrongly, you just changed the borders.
That you
that is a case.
Don't
change the landmarks.
We shall
study on the flat lands. God gave you where your boundary is. You take away your stone where it passes. Look, no one has seen me. Move into the neighbor's territory. Take it over.
Ha ha ha.
Now you born again.
Oh,
you son of God. Things are used like that.
Paul has
commands how we are to use it.
He created
it, put commands within it.
So use
it as you want. He will destroy you.
I was there, we preached, you
spoiled this world.
There are many
things we've invented which has spoiled this world.
According
to what is in Ecclesiastes
7:29,
He created us upright and we invented many things.
Some,
what we invented have messed up this world. We made polythenes. Many things wasted this world.
Polythenes
put in the ground, the soil no more breathes.
Cannot
begin to bear fruits.
Better
in a way which is not rightful.
The
way we are a new generation.
A
new generation with the
power of God.
Must have knowledge in everything.
It's
what they call full knowledge of God.
Someone
in the church,
they
use us not to use polythenes or to burn them. You wanted it to be told you from where? If you not
know the word,
we shall not tell you within church. Say to destroy those who wasted this earth.
People
are using it wrongly. You build lodges on it.
Amabala,
the bus.
You are
on whose land?
You
may think we're
joking.
You repeat that verse.
Revelation 11:18. Nobusungu bone bujja n'entuuko ez'okusaliramu omusango gw'abafu. Nezo kuwera mwempeera yaabwe abaddu bo bannabbi n'abatukuvu n'abatya erinnya lyo abato n'abakulu nezo kwononeramu abonoona ensi.
Kakati ibo bo baddemu ababonoona ensi.
Been among those who destroyed the earth.
Nga mwemuli okusanyawo obusozi n'ensozi.
Destroying hills and the mountains.
Muli muna abasanyawo valleys.
Those who destroy valleys even the swamps.
They are
pouring soil.
Wetland.
We did not see that there should be a wetland there. Now, do heads function normal over those actions? Even where we are here, this was a wetland here. These ones poured soil here.
So
you
got
used there. But I will take you, People have gotten
valleys
and wetlands are there.
The
people have stubbornness in the heads. Why pour soil in the wetlands?
Here
we are the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
We have
given
to live
God this worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda.
We
stand that this gospel is on
world standard.
Every person you have to listen to it.
Amen.
You preach the gospel of car. You
prevent
cars.
You
not build houses. A white person will not hearken to such a gospel.
Therefore,
I've come driving cars.
You know,
when we're given the gospel of the Bible, They gave us universal gospel.
Not international,
but universal gospel. And Bible says, all creations in heavens and earth.
The gospel
preaches people a few. It's for the poor. You know, it is not of God.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus much. What do you think? Before God judges you for destroying the earth. First, the other sins he has to accuse you of. Concerned the earth now.
Do
you think you will accuse me for spoiling, destroying the earth only? But the fornication and adultery he committed on his land.
You know, Cain,
after he shed the blood, it went in the ground. The blood of
Abel.
I'm going to accuse you.
Opened
its mouth, drank blood of your brother. The ground, you don't
use.
Don't use them in the laws of God.
When
we started the flatlands. You move with prostitutes on it. Now look at the sodomists. What are you doing?
God who ordered it has commanded its men to move by.
Okay. The mountains.
There
is gold and silver.
You feel
you want to get it from there.
Yet,
which wisdom can we use? Mountains have hills and their
hollows.
There are riches in there.
Before we
speak of food, which is growing in the midst of the mountains.
There are good herbs up there.
They mostly grow on the mountains.
There
is even riches there. Riches are not only in mountains. Wisdom get riches and the mountains remain. There are riches within them. Explode them, we get riches out there. It is so threatening that you want to kill a rat in the house and you break away the entire house.
Or
the rat is in the cupboard.
No, just run, no, just go down.
Crushed
in
crushed the cupboard for one rat. I brought an example.
Put treasures in mountains.
How can we get it from there? In Deuteronomy chapter 35, 15, it tells us like this.
Deuteronomy
33 verses
15. Nolwebyo muwendo mungi ebyensi n'okujula kwayo n'ekisakyoyo atula mu kisaka.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
What you have
there are different treasures in these ancient mountains. I want to direct you. Mountains have a role, as we've heard of them, to balance the earth. It's a serious case to destroy them. God
should
put treasures in there. They are there. What can we do to get them from there? Mountains and hills we've lived long. Brethren, you think in Uganda we are poor? We are not. In those mountains are precious stones under there. Even those hills. Even on some flat land, there is gold,
silver,
mercury. If mature is in a mountain,
it
is where it collects itself. And you just collect it from there.
Mature,
others say mature is a stone.
Yes.
But first appears in water, solid, it's liquid. In the liquid form. Under the mountains are many things there. Don't need to approve the mountain.
But
research where gold is collected and gathered from. For gold knows how to flow.
As a
place it gathers up itself. It is a place it gets to be solid from. God prepared these things very well.
Don't
want to think mountains are only there to measure and balance the earth. To resist wind, not to blow much on us. Yet there are also treasures under there. And God shows direct us there.
We've
made our gadgets. Those who are going to research of them.
Get
those are treasures from there.
Mountains
are not just there for in vain. That's why when the white people come here, they want to buy on the mountains and hills. When they buy from there, and
they
search for treasures where they are. And the whites that
come
was discovered, they used it there. But in Africa, nothing. You first to look at yourself. You can think, what is there even? As long as you see food has grown, though you don't know how you've grown, you think of eating it. Repeat that verse.
Chamateko lokubiri esuri ya satu mwesatu noru nyiriri ole kuminitano.
Deuteronomy 13 verse 15.
Noru evikuru ebyensozi ezedda. Noru evi omuwendo omunji ebyensozi ezita guwao. Kumina mukaga. Noru evi omuwendo omunji ebyensi nokujula kwayo.
Nsiri nibi ntobinji.
In the earth there are many things.
Munsozi wali yobu gaga.
In the mountains there are treasures.
Owingeri ezinja
uru. Of every form.
Amainjas,
mature gold, silver,
black gold,
all treasures are there.
There's
even where you find petrol and oil under the mountains. Besides the lakes that are also there, and they have a portion where there is oil there. And they say the earth and its fullness. Now the question is like this: you don't want much to understand the earth, as some of you say.
You
say, why is that the mountains? Yet you want to get rich. Is it not that?
In Africa,
we have to take out every ignorance.
When you
come to God, it tells you where treasures are and how you get them.
Not
raise hands.
Please
don't want to get that riches. You think the white gets it from where? Others understood where
treasures are.
We went, got it, made money.
You are
in Africa. Lord, send the white man. They bring money.
Gamba.
God open my eyes. I swear riches are. If I discover gold. You are there. The white saw a car in me. Lord, let there be white people who saw computers in us. Let there be a black man who invents and manufactures a computer. What is wrong with you? stones in mountains and the places. Make computers and radios. The phones. They will use them how? You African, you're there waiting food to grow there. And you go to toilet, come back.
I choose them
the other case. Destroying the up and exploding mountains.
Do you
know they were given us, but we have to use them rightful. I tell you in the gospel of God that these two are involved in it.
To
tell the meaning of mountains and how to use them.
Even
the hills and the hills. If the food's growing there,
I'm going to
hit you here and there.
Just
look to the mountain and just look at it. You think there might be gold in there. Not thought it was to balance the earth. You can also think of that.
What
is there? What is there? They have eyes, but they don't see. Chinese men, they're corn men. They dig sand from a certain lake in Uganda. As they take to China. We think they're taking sand. Gold is in the sand. When they reach there, they begin to filter it. Now look to yourself. You say, Lord, in Africa, you walk on gold. Maybe this study will take away
that ignorance
and not using well what is given us.
At least parliament, you know, and
the entire parliament would have been here to study, mostly Ugandan parliament.
We
were.
Or even African parliament.
We need to study these things.
We need to study still the things.
We need
to study the entire Bible to finish them.
They
have not been studying it is.
Are
you seeing them that are just sleeping in parliament? Look to the honorable one of God.
To the parliament,
parliament tells you great things. Praise Jesus much. Many things. As we speak little on them, we didn't come concentrate on them. The meaning of mountains and hills. If you read in Judges chapter 11, 37.
Judges 11:37. N'agamba kitaawe nti, ekigambo kino kinkolwe. Ndekere emyezi ebiri, ngende nserengetere ku nsozi. Nkabire obutamanya bwange musajja, nze ne bannange. 38. N'agamba nti genda. N'amusiibula amale emyezi ebiri. N'agenda, ye ne banne. N'akabira obutamanya bwe musajja, ne bamukabizisa eyo ku nsozi. 39. Awo olwatuuka emyezi ebiri bwe gyaggwaako n'akomawo eri kitaawe n'amukola ng'obweyamu bwe bwe bwali bwe yeeyama era yali tannamanya musajja.
Omanyi?
You know.
Kale ensozi tusogenda okusabirayo.
We can go pray from the mountains.
Naye ate waliwo kye sitawulidde.
It is what I've not heard. In the Luganda language, and it's in English. Let's read in English. In every place, we can pray from there. We can seek God there. As we seek in His holy book.
Not
specific, we seek God in the mountains. What in the English Bible, it perhaps be there. Let's read there. Read in English.
Judges chapter 11. Verse
37.
Then she said to her father, let this thing be done for me. Let me alone for 2 months, that I may go and wander for the mountains and bewail my virginity. My friends and I. 38. So he said,
Namugamba,
go.
Genda.
And he sent her away. For 2 months. And she went with her friends. And bewailed her virginity. On the mountains. 39. And it was so at the end of 2 months. And that she returned to her father. And he cried out his vow. And he carried out his vow with her, which he had vowed. She knew no man. And it became a custom in Israel. Verse 40. That the daughters of Israel went 4 days.
Abawala wa Israeli bagenanga emyaka.
And the daughters of Israel. Verse 40.
Onyirirwana.
That the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of
Nti abawala wa Israeli bagena buli mwaka kugubagira muwala wa Yefusa omugiriyadi.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Praise Jesus much.
So,
now these mountains, though others worship devils from them,
worship devils.
You worship devils on them, you are in serious cases. You even named them names of demons. That is a case there. Mountains and other places, they were put that we can base there
and
seek God in His holy book, and we pray to Him and we repent. They were not put there to be for demons. No. Though some use them like that. That's the case we spoke of.
Revelation 11:18.
Where God will be destroying those who destroyed the earth. Those who destroyed it used it wrongly. They are on mountain smoking pipes of the shrines.
Yes,
praise Jesus' mind. Yet in the same time, these mountains,
because
earth is rotating at high speed, there are some of what control winds that we do not suffocate.
Let's
First Kings 19:11. And you move on to the meaning of mountains and the hills. Not just think they have to be like this. Forget to thank over God's great works.
First Kings 19:11. Embuyaga nyingi ezamanyi nezimera ti nezimenya ensozi nezasa enjazi mu maso ga Mukama. Naye Mukama nga tali mu mbuyaga. Awoluvanyuma lw'embuyaga kikankano kyansi. Naye Mukama nga tali mu kikankano kyensi. Olw'ekumi n'ebbiri.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus much. Now listen this. These very mountains you see, God made them very hard indeed. But if the wind is strong, it can fail to regulate it. But the meaning is, mountains in the world you see, they are there to hold the strong winds, not come sweep away your houses and you yourselves. For we know of it, the earth is rotating. The earth of these mountains, the out of them cometh earthquakes.
Musisi.
The person collecting up all voicings. All voices, it takes them in the valleys. Inside the mountains, even on the legs. People are noisy. They are on the mountains. They are in the valleys. They are in the hills inside them. Even on the water bodies. Everyone has been on this world.
We request
to listen to what they spoke. Either in the valleys or inside the mountains or in the water bodies. Waves of words are still upon the waters. Don't you ask? Every voice I speak goes, it goes where?
It's
not me alone speaking, you spoke. You have pigs making noise.
But
when the earthquake passes through, gathers up all, takes them under the mountains. We are just on the world. What do you think of? What can you dare think of? What is earthquake? Why does it happen? What is it? But you think, is it just free in vain? It happens over what? Pastor Benjamin, you say what? Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God much for the teaching. I'm
named
and voice Pastor Benjamin. I have a question right there on the mountains and where the Spirit has told us, can request to give you back voices of people who lived on this world. I got a fear on that. And I asked myself,
it requires
me going in the valleys and I request for that. Or I base here. The other, we heard of the fallen angels, devils, the demons, coming on the head of the living. This voice doesn't come on the head of a living.
Can't
they answer me and they ask you over what? The question is, you want to hear what? What do you want to ask? What do you want to hear of what was? What story do you want to know? You know, Prophet Elijah, he was in his inner room. Philistines who plan to destroy Israel, they speak in their inner chambers. And the Holy Spirit voices to him. That is possible. Voices, you pick up them from where you are. Now let me ask, how do you communicate on the phones? Have you thought of it before? Where does the voice pass from America? Reach you here and you to take back your voice when on the phones. Where does it pass? Oh, okay.
Message.
The message. For I see you press your phone and you type message, you throw it, it goes to China. Let us pass where? Now let us think. Those things are there. Nothing which is whether foolishness, whatever, or prophetic, which is not there. All things earthquake has been gathering them. Even this wind which has been blowing through, it takes them to the water bodies. There and they surprised me. Even to get copy of those voices. You are on the phone here. Another gets a copy of the voice. Where does it pass?
And
where they pass, they get a photocopy of them or no? You could not think of before. Yet they move on with this world. Who has ever been in the valley? Or on the mountain and you call out loud? You call someone and it echoes back. Your voice calls you again like that. Echoes. What's an echo? What is an echo? You tell us. What's an echo? Give someone a microphone. Praise the Lord. I'm named and voice Mutevire Peter.
Echo is reflected of sound.
What?
Reflecting sound.
An echo is reflected of sound.
Kemalobozo kasukiwa atende likomeze bwao. Likasukiwa likomeze bwao.
Ani alikomiao.
Who brings it back?
Are receiving that.
He receives it how? Why not here on the plain lands that you can get an echo here? Why there in the valleys or in the mountains? God is good. All these gathered them
and
would have been in chaos of voices, they come back every time. We would have been in serious problems. Every time someone brings back voices of the old.
Adam!
Where are you?
And
the voice, as it has come back to you in times like this.
Eva!
Eve! Where is Abel gone?
You
can get mad in the heads with the voices.
Thank
God who ordered this world very well. That's why we tell you, earth never happened
to the evolution.
He's the one who ordered it very well. The living God. I don't even know. How would you have been on this world?
Business
Proverbs 8:31. That this is the planet of earth.
Do
not know its broad to which far.
Yes, he was Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm name and voice Mutesa Titus. We started before well in the schools. They told us that these birds, they move in the night releasing voicings. But they say the voice it releases.
okutambula kwakyo nga kiri ku speed ya man.
Its movement on high speed.
Idobozi lili tuka nerigenda.
The voice goes to it and gets back to it.
Werikomawo nga chimanya ati maso wali echiri.
When it gets back, it knows there is something ahead of it. It changes direction.
So mbade wano omuntu kufunacho
okira kesi. So here spirit has spoken of that. I remembered.
Je nsozi zino nebiwo.
That these mountains and valleys, they can handle that ecosystem.
They
all long collected and gathered voicings. They reach inside the mountain and they hover in the voices under there. Sound. And you wonder, how come there is hover of noise here? And the valley is hovering with noise. Like that. I saw things on this earth. I humbled them, and now we have not yet moved up in heavens.
Yet
on the earth there are amazing things.
You
go on the water and hear. You put your ear on the water. You wonder,
King
David is calling who? Prophet Nathan. What?
So what have been to be in the video?
There are many things happen in this world.
Yet
Ecclesiastes told us,
there are many works
God does under the sun.
No
man refuses to sleep there at night, cannot research comprehending them.
Except
his spirit revealing us, it's God's work on the world.
Made
as many good things out of this world. And they say, the earth is filled with the grace of God.
You
can't know how.
This
is grace to see that voices don't bounce back.
And there is
a collection of voices. If you bounce back,
those who were crying.
If those voices came back, we would have fallen mad. Thank him for ordering this world well. We will promise to use it well.
Aim
go back home in heaven. Prepare for them well. Repeat as the kings. Kings
19:11
onwards. First Kings chapter 19 and the verse 11.
Nayogera nti fuluma oyimirire ku lusozi mu maaso ga Mukama. Kale laba. Mukama naayitawo, embuyaga ennyingi ez'amaanyi ne zimenya ensozi, ne zaasa enjazi mu maaso ga Mukama, naye Mukama nga tali mu mbuyaga. Awo oluvannyuma lw'embuyaga, kikankano kya nsi. Naye Mukama nga tali mu kikankano ky'ensi. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, awo oluvannyuma lw'ekikankano muliro. Naye Mukama nga tali mu muliro. Oluvannyuma lw'omuliro, ddoboozi ttono lyagonjebwa.
Okusobola okuwulira eddoboozi gana amaloboozi
mutugawulira nga gali normal. Ensozi
zino zirina bye zikola.
These mountains have a role they play.
Zikwata embuyaga eno eyandiwunzizza eddoboozi okujja mu kutuuka.
All the strong winds which would have hindered the voice reach your ear.
N'okussa obulungi kuba empewo bakubanga tekwatibwamuko.
If the wind was not regulated,
yoyoka eri mu nsi mpitirivu.
Alone in this earth is very much.
N'ensozi zigikwata empewo esinga.
The hills regulated those winds.
Kivula katonda olw'okuba ye bwajja ate embuyaga esuga.
When God comes, the winds get exceeding.
Busozi bwa tebukyasobola kukwata embuyaga eva mu kubeerawo kwa katonda.
Regulate wind which come in the presence of God.
Zina kumenyeka bumenyesi.
They have to break down. Launch missiles from the ground. They launch rockets to go up in the sky.
Baba de bali kujugumya buli kimu ensozi zaatandise okwatika mu nsi
yonna. Causing a shaking of everything, mountain are crushed in the
entire world. Era Katonda yatugamba.
And God told us.
Nti munaku ezokuda kwa mukama wa
Yesu. In the day of the coming back of Jesus.
Wali bawe bikankano bingi.
There will be many quakes and shakes.
Kubanga kati chituita earthquake.
For what we called an earthquake.
Kora ya moyo mtu kuvikunganya ebika ebirekana.
It's the work of the Holy Spirit
gathering up
many voices.
To
help us who are still there in the earth.
After
there was an earthquake, God appeared, mountain broke.
That is for controlling
they tried to control the much strong winds and it failed. And voices were exceeding, many things fell.
Elijah
could not hear God. After the earthquake passed,
nikisoka chikwata maroboozi gonna
captured okawira
edoboze toneri jeri akato
is still voice of God coming.
Netebedezam.
Now imagine,
you know, you navigate a mass of moons,
all these move on in the world.
Tukumya omuliro mungi munsi,
atochele fires in the world, burning
omuliro ebya kenyo ebugumo lyali baderinji,
fires and heats.
God prepared
the water bodies, collect up every heat on this earth.
Yet
we are in it.
Enjoy.
And we feel peace alone.
They
don't give you a man, you complain. You say, God,
you're not God.
This
place
you gave me for once in these private parts. Not understanding troubles people like that.
But
you think
if
you want to propose, you can't speak to them. If this wind was not regulated,
remember
four angels on four corners of earth.
He
says they move on to hold the
air.
Resist wind from outside to enter the planet earth.
Enters,
wind will not ever hold them, they will be broken off. Let's go to Revelation 7, you see. Revelation 7 from verse 1.
Oluvannyuma ne ndaba bamalayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda ennyo ez'ensi, nga bakutte empewo ennyo ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi, newankubadde ku nnyanja, newankubadde ku miti gyonna. Olunnya olwokubiri, ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'alinnya okuva ebuvanjuba, ng'alina akabonero ka Katonda omulamu, nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba bamalayika abana abaaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'ennyanja. Olwokusatu ng'ayogera nti, temwonoona nsi newankubadde ennyanja newankubadde emiti okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero k'abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Omanyi ffe baatugaana okwonoona ensi,
they refused us to hurt this earth.
Kubanga bano bamalayika abana abakola empagi ennya eziri ku nsonda ennyo
ez'ensi. Four angels make four pillars on the corners of earth.
Baawe bano babagamba nti ensi bwe tuliba tumaze emirimu gyayo,
after we wind up works of the earth,
mwe mulina okugisaanyaawo.
It's you to destroy it.
Emu ku ngeri y'ogisaanyaawo.
The work of destroying it.
Ensi gy'olaba yeetooloola.
This earth you see is rotating.
Era wabweru waliyo embuyaga mpitirivu wabweru waayo.
There are very many strong winds outside it.
Nene bageza bagu.
If they open and the winds enter within it, these mountains cannot regulate those winds. It's much.
They
will be uprooted and they will run off. And we had
all
mountains to hide in them and they will flee from them.
And the wind
lifts off the mountains, take them.
Naye kakani bamalayika bana bali ku nsonda ennyo ez'ensi.
Now the things on corners of earth.
Baalegerwako ensi eno bw'ekolebwa.
Stretch this earth on its made.
Agamba kale empewo eri munda.
They said the wind inside.
Sibe baalina okugikontrolinga.
They had to control it.
Sibe baalina okugikontrola.
They were not made to control it.
Bakontrolinga eva bweru.
They control that from outside.
Kale agamba akatuteekemu ensozi zino.
God said let's put mountains.
Zikontrolinga empewo eri munsi.
And throw the wind within the earth.
Waliwo omuyaga lw'ogusukka namwe mutera okugulaba.
Winds are much you to you see them.
Ate abaliraanye ennyanja mu kimanyi.
Those near the water bodies, you know that.
N'abali mu nsi ez'obunyogofu.
In the nations which are cold.
naye mugenda okulaba nga gukakkanye.
You see it's calmed down. The blowing of the wind. Blowing.
Mugenda okulaba.
See.
It
has been gathered up.
He
said the wind storms have calmed down. How?
Hey.
See what God does for you.
You cannot
understand little heart on them.
Those
in the world, we can say they can't lay a heart on them.
But we,
children of God who does all, not lay heart, know the works of God. If the wind seems to blow more, don't get wind which is regulated. You know you cannot even breathe. When the wind comes much on your nose, you suffocate.
See
the works of mountains and the hills. This time is where they have held wind from. We get regulated little passing above us. Passing above top of mountains. And it first rotates the mountain. The time it spends rotating the mountain. And it's reduced in strength. Others say, the wind all along rotated mountains. Suffocating, rotating mountains. Ecclesiastes say what? Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Omubulizi esula esoka n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 2.
Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bonna, bwayogera omubulizi. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bonna, byonna butaliimu. Olwokusatu, magoba ki omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe gwonna gwakola wansi w'enjuba. Olunyiriri olwokuna, emirembe emirala gigenda n'emirembe emirala gijja, ensi n'ebeerera awo ennaku zonna.
Ebeera bwetyo.
It is like that.
Era ffe abasinga tulowooza ebeera bwetyo.
Most we think it's like that.
Kubanga abaakusookawo baagenda naawe n'ojja.
Home went and you took him.
Kati abaagenda tumanyi baagenda. Twagala na kumanya baalagawo.
Don't want to know where they went.
Mubuulizi essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 5.
Era n'enjuba evaayo. Enjuba neegwa, neeyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva. Olunyo olw'omukaaga, empewo egenda eri obukiika obwa ddyo, n'ekyukira obukiika obwa kkono. Ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo, empewo nedda nate mu kwetooloola kwayo.
Owulira ebeera mu ssatu tikuyamba
engeri
gy'etambulamu.
Because that's the way it moves.
Neegenda, neetoola.
And goes, rotates, come back. But it passes in mountains. And early in the morning,
mountains
are very cold with much wind around them. Sunshine comes, rotates the flesh.
But
we do not know that we know. We have to breathe. Is it not that? Is it not that? Are you not sure what deal?
Bible
speaks of you in Job.
You
say, my breath is in my nose. Who is God?
We need
to serve him. Who is the Almighty One?
Don't
controls not to come with much wind.
No,
and you remain breathing. Brethren,
think of what
God does day and night to daily. Ask him miracles of a little moment.
The more people of the name, healing,
sickness and the
others.
Don't think the great works of God. Delays give us the little we ask. Pray all days, he doesn't mind us. Ask, he has no ears. See the works he does for you. Don't think of them, you don't mind. Yet you know what even. They be there with their ignorance until they'll be destroyed. Destroyed. When they will seek for knowledge, they will see me.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Nebaza Katonda olw'omukisa guno.
I thank God for this blessing opportunity.
Okuba nti nkyali mazima.
That I'm still in the truth. And I hear words like this. I'm name and voice. Pastor and evangelist Jeremiah. Apostle by the Holy Spirit.
There
is something you've spoken of. That the planet is running very high speeds. It is held by four angels according to Revelation 7. And they measure up winds and that of entering the earth, not to enter the earth. Yet I've meditated upon according to example you gave us. That if the car is parked standing, there is no wind around it. When it begins to move
speed
at high speed, you see wind blow off it outside it as it's on the earth. My question is here, when God created the earth,
he
stretched it on four angels
and
began to rotate high speed. You said the wind outside planet Earth. It is too much. Not allowed to enter within in the planet by authority in the angels. When he made this Earth, is there some wind he allowed to enter within the planet? The one circulating within the planet? For you see a car with air conditioner. When the car is running and all closed up, time come people in, they suffocate. If it has no air conditioner, you see they open down the windows and glasses. If it has air conditioner, it blows wind within the air. How is that thing? At times angels open the earth, we get some wind to enter. Can't open, for when they open it, we are finished.
Or there
is the wind God put and closed it in within this world.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Some wind remained measured within. As we had Isaiah 40 in the verse 12. It remained measured within and it will be enough for us. Though in measure it's much, yet it put that to regulate it. And mountains in the valleys and reduce speed by which it runs. And if it escapes, always call it a weary wind. Yet we call it a weary wind in rightful language. If they meet themselves, they can wreak havoc there and they pass each other. Yet rarely happens. The wind to bypass, maybe that's coming from east, meets with that come from the south.
And
they wreak havoc of a weary wind, they fight to bypass each other. We see a weary wind moving around. Yet these days, angels holding the corners of earth are not happy. They have a wind they release like a hand. What do you call it? Tornado.
It comes from
this, enter having a small hole, it enters the earth. It
strips
all cars, houses away from outside a very small hole on the top of planet earth. They show if they open up those the four corners of earth.
Mama.
My goodness.
Banang.
The wind can throw all mountains, destroy them. Mountains, then houses.
So cannot
directly open, put a smaller hole where a tornado passes, entering the earth.
and swift cars,
people cannot be considered by it. Sweeps people throw off with houses and cars. All buildings. Imagine they're hoping a very small hole. Small hole leaking through it.
Then
they cover it. It goes.
That
tornado comes from outside planet Earth.
They
to ask what causes it. Revelation 7 has answered it. There is much wind outside the planet.
Example,
Brother Jeremiah has given it.
It's
like a car shut up.
It
has a conditioner, air conditioner enough in it.
Now
when the car is running speed, if you've opened up, it has much wind within it because of the speed it's on. If you open and drive at a high speed, you reach and you reduce. For you feel the wind
speeding,
you've shut
the
window. You can drive every speed as if you see it doesn't run.
The
wind is what indicates you the speed you're on.
If you drive speed, you cannot know a very high speed, and that the car is in problem.
All voices are shut out. You just step speed higher. And if you bypass with another, you see the shaking of the car.
It shows
the speed you are on is too much.
And
that, brethren,
as I read
these questions,
mountains
are major in their existence, and the hills and the some things God
balanced
when He balanced this earth to profit us.
Some
rivers run quick,
but could have
moved beyond their boundaries.
If others
they put for them, they climb mountains.
Read Ecclesiastes 1
verse 7. Let's come from 4 to enter 7.
Omubulizi esule soka na olunyiriri olwa mukaga.
Ecclesiastes 1 from verse 6.
Empewe genderi obuchiko obwaddyo nechukira obuchiko obwakono. Echuka chuka bulikasera mukutambula kwayo. Empewe nedda nate mukwetolola kwayo. Olunyiriri omusanvu. Emigga jonna jigenda mu nnyanja naye nnyanja tejjula.
They keep
moving.
Yet in
Psalms 104, verse 6 downwards,
show
some rivers climb mountains, others descend down. Reduce their speed and they climb a mountain.
And
they pass at your place when the speed is not much. And you say, what are mountains doing? Read us for the Psalms as we wind up. Psalms
104,
verse 6.
Wajibika kenyanja ngei chambalo. Amazi negai mirida wa guru wensozi.
Vigambuka.
It ascend, you find it on top of mountain.
See,
how does the river move up?
It's
up mountain, then it goes down. Now this mountain and the hills, they reduce the speed
it's
been coming by from its source, and
rejoin,
it loses it slowly as it gets down. And then it moves on.
It
passes your village or city, and it is peaceful. And you get some, you drink. And we know at times they get exceeded and they get wild, and they destroy all villages.
It
usually happens when they establish
which is
done on that city or village.
They send us
the rainfall of Rebuke
that
we read of when we started rainfall.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So,
all those happen.
They
say rivers move up mountains. Read us that verse.
Zaburi esuri yechiku mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms 104 verses 6.
Wajibika kenyanja ng'ekyambalo. Amazzi ne gayimirira waggulu w'ensozi. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Gwe bwe wanenya ne gadduka. Eddoboozi ery'okubwatu kwako bwe lyawulirwa ne ganguwa okugenda. Olw'omunaana. Gaalinnya ku nsozi. Gaserengetera mu biwonvu ne gatuuka mu kifo kye wagateekerawo.
Entambula y'amazzi.
You hear movement of water.
Okubamu obusozi n'ensozi.
They evolve in the hills and the mountains.
Gambuka waggulu.
They move up.
Ne gafuna ekiragiro nga gali kugatuuse
ku
mukirire.
Go down. It goes down.
Negagenda before you are getting
the blesses they are villages that sit. You see the river moving, going all the years your forefathers. You drink it, you don't want to worship God.
You
out shrines, you spank your devils. Madness is on this world. The world has madness on it. Yet those usually happen. In their midst, there is no living God. For lack of a priest teaching things of God. But right now it is God. God set us that. That we lacked. Yes.
But
we've not said to they take it.
Know
the great things God does. The smaller ones are easy to reach you. The car is not the problem. Born again.
The car is
not your problem, God, to give it to you. That house is not the problem. But
for
you to see the great works which God does.
That,
I gave you an example. You birthed your child. You paid tuition for them. They have been eating food.
Who
knew how they slept? And they reached for graduation. And they thank perhaps their friends for helping them reach that level. They thank their father or their mother for the gown they have clothed.
They
forget all the good works which have reached them to the gown.
If
they are children,
they are just
parents not to pay tuition for them.
Yet
they ate, drunk, and they matured.
Parent
failed to get school fees. He does nothing to thank them over. Those are what God sees in us. He does work day and night. Different amazing miracles and which are wonderful. Yet we cannot see them.
We
wait the day, walk the lamb. We say, God, you worked.
Wait
to give us houses. We thank him.
Yet
every day he's working.
Those,
say, I will add them to you.
Houses the
did freely gave us. First Corinthians chapter
2.
Connect the spiritual with the spiritual.
You
know what God freely gives us. First Corinthians chapter
2.
And verse 12. You read as we see. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 12.
Na yefe tetuawe wa moyo gwansi. Wawuro moyo guveri katonda. Tuyoke tutegerenga katonda byatu wobuwa.
Kasito moyo wa katonda jaji tuli.
If the spirit of God comes to us.
Tutuke chisa nitegera ne katonda byatu wobuwa.
Know what God freely gives us.
Nga tewasabye tuwakola ki.
Deep praying do.
Botunuli neso zine botuzisomye kwa nentege kazazo.
Outcomes that we started with the
preparation.
And the works they do.
Waru webi vyo katonda byatu wabuwa teliasaba.
God freely gave no one praise for them.
Wasaba batike mwenso zimu.
You pray to put mountains in the earth. over hills that know him, house I slept outside, help me, blessing you put on me, fulfill to build the house that you left it, it's mine. You did your great different things. I know the little ones have no strength to fulfill them. Your spirit empower me. You provide a blessing to me.
Can drive a car on the land
you prepared well. Ground you prepared well. Where the built roads. I want to drive on it. A car.
You reason with him. So siku musaba ngo muraganga atayina cha akora. Mukamanza mushimo.
Lord in this world.
Umutafuka ku motoka.
Give me a car.
Nagambo wangu.
Is it you?
Nataka kitaka ku olivugira.
The ground where you'll drive a car.
Yo.
Is it not that?
Nempa abali abantu amagezi.
I give wisdom to people to manufacture cars.
Motoka sijiri neno muguru
eri yo ku. The car in heaven is on that world where you are. What we ask come from heaven. The Holy Spirit and the angels. Maybe even the word came from heaven to God brought
to us.
All others we ask for, they are on this world. Ask God in heaven for the house. His houses are on the world. It's true.
It's good to
report an issue to him. For the earth and the fullness they are his.
Yet
what's not his? Mountains? The ground? Cars are the ones, no, his only. And you say God has risen for you.
It
did arise to create heaven and earth. That day he didn't arise. Brethren, God denied church what they need for one thing.
First,
organize days, works he does day and night. Those profit them more than those want to ask from the Lord. Those two, I will add them to you.
Yes, I will add them to you.
See how we show him.
Don't give us some additions. Nakugamba.
I told you.
Person
like someone who's gone on the shop.
And
they tell them,
if
you buy a bag of rice, we add you another bag of rice.
If you
buy a bag of potion,
we
add you a free bag of potion.
Buy
a bag of sugar,
we
add you another free.
And
you count what they have added you, they are free. Free of them. You say, I will no more buy. Give me my three additions you promised me. Can they be added? They give them to you or not? They say, if you buy
first,
they add you.
And
you say, I'm no more buying. I've made three additions for myself. Give me my additions, I go with them.
That's the kingdom of God.
You try, go on someone's shop, mostly when they give additions. Go there, try that. Understand what the scripture have told you. You say you add a bag. Let the carry the first, put there. That's rice. Rice addition. Posho addition.
Sugar.
Sugar addition. And you say, I'm no more paying. Come take my additions, we go with them. Say, my.
Yes,
how long is a mad person?
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga abooluganda.
Yet brethren.
Katonda tatumbanga bye
tuetaaga. God never denied what we need.
Katonda mwetegefu okutugabirira.
God's ready to provide for us.
Nga bwe kisoboka mu buyinza bwe.
As possible in authority.
Naye ekizibu ky'obutamanya mirimu gy'akola.
Problem of
kimunyiza.
Knowing works it does it angers him.
Butamusamu kiriwa mirimu gy'akolera emisana n'ekiro.
Honor him, he works for you day and night.
Bwe n'ojja n'omuleega.
You come.
Omulimu.
You ask for a job from him.
You ask him
a car house. I'm travel abroad.
America,
you want to go, it's been ordered there. So
is
this first thank me to do orders of the world.
Then
ask me to travel those places.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Yet he tells us, mountains help us on the networking. That they put their telephone mess there.
Because
most voices are gathered on the mountains.
Kakati,
now, a telephone mess picks it from there. To take them
to
other mountains with that telephone
mess.
Unto the mess which is near you, it will throw into your phone.
Why do you think
telephone masts are not put in the valleys?
You see
preparations of God which are good.
That you are
on the telephone, you lie from it. You
propose
to women and men on it.
You
send prophetic things on it.
Yet,
bad use well.
After using,
I choose you those cases.
Due
to this of MTN.
Airtel.
They
are
on this they don't tithe a gift offering. You thieves.
They
put their telephone
in.
They make plenty money. They sell God's air. You call it airtime. And they sell airtime will pass your voices.
Phones
can. When you've not put airtime on it, they
are what
cut you from their system.
There's
nothing they call airtime per se.
It's the time space as this. You've used air for this long.
It's what they call air time.
But to use wisdom, bring tithes and offerings then.
For you use the things of God, you
refuse
to bring tithes and offerings, you became robbers. What does Song of Songs speak of above mountains? Chapter 2, verse 17. Song of Songs 2, verse 17.
Okutuusa obudde nga bukedde ebisiikirize ne biddukira ddala.
Omanyi ensozi zituyambako ne ku bisiikirize.
You know, mountains help us on the shadows.
Okubibalansinga mu nsi.
To balance them in the world.
Oluyimba essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
Song of Songs chapter 2 verse 17.
Okutuusa obudde nga bukedde ebisiikirize ne biddukira ddala. Kyuka muganzi wange obenga empeewo oba ennangaazi ento. Kunsozi eza beseri.
Let's read English.
Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 17.
Luyimba sula ya kubiru njiru wa kumina musamu.
Until the day breaks.
Baka ngorunako lukede.
And the shadows flee away.
Nebi sikirize nebi duko kubao.
Turn, my beloved. Turn, my beloved.
Chuka. Omwagalwa wange.
And be like a gazelle.
Oberenge mpewo.
Or a young stag upon the mountains of Bether.
Yes, you have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Communication is zebinyonyi.
Communication of the birds.
Or
animals mostly want to be on the mountain tops.
Na ye, bobo kiride kulunyoru dako.
But if you go to the next verse.
asose natugamba nesozi zijja zituyamba ko ku
help us on the shadows
nengeri je bitambula
and the way they move
then natugamba
and he told us
iranga boda ba amayibanga gali ku lusozi
as you see the stars upon the mountains
gazero ngaziri ku lusozi
and on the mountains
era nawo mwagalwa mukabugubira
wachisibira
ku lusozi
why be on the mountain
ye singo kuyimbira
that's where they mostly sing where they
brought
their voices well
somo nyoruddako oluyimba esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka
Song of Songs chapter 3 in the verse 1
ekiro ku kitanda kyange nanoonya omusajja ememe yange gweyagala namunoonya naye ni simulaba olunyoro kubiri nenjogera nti nagolokka kaakano nentambula tambula mu kibuga mu nguudo ne mu bife ebigazi nanoonya omusajja ememe yange gweyagala
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So ensozi
now the mountains
nazo zigena maso koze sibwa kubi empuliziganya
they move on be used for communications
ngabura bi bakugambye ebinyonyo bibera
yo as you see the birds are up there
ndwazo tusomiye mu ina ebigambo ebimwe bijiburamu
this version we read lack some words
ndwazo nenda labogera nga gaziru wezi communicating akurusozi
they saw how birds communicate on the mountains
nebyandi kwabirala binji
and the many scriptures
ebigena maso kogera kwicho
which move on speak of that
nayenge ensozi
but the mountains
bazirise kongecho okurabiraka
they have brought them as an example
mu bintu nga bibiri
in like two things
okongera okubalancing ebisikirize
yensi balance the shadows of the earth
nebye mpuliziganya
and the communications
ngabula bante ebinyonyo ebisinge babiyagala okogera
as the most birds when they want to speak
okutwala amarobozi gabye wala
take their voices far
bigende yo kunsozi waguru
go on the mountain tops
netwa kutegezeza
ko we told you
the nsozi zinolokuba zikunganya amarobozi ebiwonvu
voices gather up voices and valleys
ate awamu
and together
noku nempewo okwetolola
with the wind to circuit around them
atenga mwetu isache tisha air time
through which we pass our air time
okukashuka kwa amarobozi
the flowing of voices
gatukira nyo kunsozi
they mostly reach on the mountains
atchebakola aba ino kuzimba wakanala
do they have to build a telephone mast
okusubira okunganya amarobozi agatukira
all the voices which reach by there
deni ke kavam ke kalimu atera network endaro ba
in it is where there is another network
wiring endaro
or another wiring
yongeruga kanyuga
which throws it part to another
ukutuka simu yo wekola
until where your phone where it is
kali muwe bitu webiri
now that's how they are
tujja sobola okubishomanga koje buje
able study of them ahead
wetutu ko to communication
when we reach on communication in the world
ninkola za masimu nebiringe
and the making of telephones
ni wano tujja kubisoma ali waga
yeah we have to study them someone wonders
nebyo babisoma mukwalisha
you bet that is studied in church
baatu gantu fulama anga gona abayigi
told us make all nations disciples
singa tezina bakusoma
before the world nations began and to study there
ekiragiro kya fulama
the command was released back
fekanisho kuyigi
agency yona church to teach the entire world
Matthew 28
18-20
yatugaa tukutambule tufulama anga gona abayigi
make nations disciples
abayigi zene byo nabi yatulagira
teach them all he commanded us
ngechigambo kibo kiri mu bible
what is in the bible
emikono najisaze ko banna
I stopped hands to be raised because of time
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus much
sebi bimu kwebyo
I'll tell some of those
ebikwatagani sozi
concerning the mountains
nayatera kirunji
yet still it's good
ubusozi
on the hills
amune kunsozi eri kuntiko
even on the top of mountains
butusima yo kubibire ebibya
plant new forests there
wankubadenga ebibira already bitira kuba kubusozi
even the forests are already in the mountains
kubusozi oba kunsozi
on the hills of the mountains
yeso zinezama yinja
but the hills of stones
zitera kuba mu wakati taka
in the middle there are also soils there
ile mtine jimera yokugena maso balancinga empeo
trees grow there to move on balance the wind
kada abantu abasimba kalitunsi
the people who plant eucalyptus tree
oba mitinga emirale jikoyisibwa ebirina omugaso
others which are used
Temujisimba mbiwovu.
You don't plant them in the valleys. No.
Temujisimba ku flatland.
Don't plant them on the flatland.
Mujisimba ili ku msozi.
Plant them on the mountains.
Zija kula bulungi
nyo. They will grow very well.
Aite zisobola kumalawo bujimu.
And they cannot take away fertilization.
Nemwa akola byo simba kalitunsi kutakeri flat.
You don't build a eucalyptus tree on the flatlands.
sikirungi nakatini okusinda ku buwandiika obuli mu Bayibuli.
Good according to scriptures in the Bible.
Mu bassekabaka ekyokubiri.
In the second Kings 19:23.
Bassekabaka ekyokubiri essuula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Second Kings 19:23.
Bassekabaka ekyokubiri essuula y'19 olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Second Kings 19:23.
Ti ovumidde Mukama mu babaka bo n'oyogera nti, ninnye ku ntikko y'ensozi n'olufulube lw'amagaali gange ku njuyi ez'omunda eza Lebanooni, era nditema emivule gyako emiwanvu n'emibolosi gyako egisinga obulungi, era ndiyingira mu kisulo kyakyo ekikomereddeyo mu kibira eky'ennimiro yaako enjimu. 24 Nsimye nywedde amazzi nga nti agabannaggwanga, era ndikaza n'ebigere byange emigga gyonna egy'e Misiri.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Wali yali yepankira ku Katonda.
The one who was trying to challenge God.
Ekyandikibwa kitugezaako amakulu ge tujja mu kigambo.
But the meaning we got from this word.
Waliwo emiti egikula obulungi ng'emivule.
That there are trees grow like cedars.
Ku busozi.
On the mountains.
Ne ku busozi. So si kirungi nnyo.
The hills is not good.
Olukawo n'okujja olusimbamu emiti.
Dry land we can plant trees on it.
Katonda atonda emiti egimu nga ginywamu amazzi mangi.
God created some trees that drink much water from the ground. And the ground is wasted.
Bino tubyogera mu kiti ekigamba.
This is speaking the
as
the nation called for other nations.
It,
those we preach there like that.
The
corruption and destroying
the
earth. Those are some which have happened.
It's
good the sugar canes.
To
plant them where there are hills. Hills.
Not good to
plant sugar canes on the flatlands.
Ebintu ebyonna ebisika amazzi amangi okuva mu
ttaka. Which draw much water from the ground.
Okusinda ku order ya Katonda biina kuba ku busozi.
According to order of God, they have to be on hills.
Oba ku ntikko z'ensozi waggulu.
On top of mountains.
Bakuddiremu olunyiri ono abo
bwira bulungi. That verse you hear of it well.
So twalina okubuulirwa n'okulagirirwa kanisa.
Meant to be preached and directed by church.
Kanisa erina order ya Katonda.
What has order of God?
Era ne Katonda wa order ali
gyeri. And the God of order is onto each side.
Era alabikira mu maso
katika. It manifests in our midst.
Bassekabaka ekyokubiri essuula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Second Kings 19:23.
Ovumidde Mukama mu babaka bo n'oyogera nti, ninnye ku ntikko y'ensozi n'olufulube lw'amagaali gange ku njuyi ez'omunda eza Lebanooni, era nditema emivule gyako emiwanvu.
Emivule emiwanvu egiwanvu
bagisimba ku busozi. They are planted on mountains.
Ku busozi obusozi.
On the hills.
Oba
omusozi
eri ku ntikkeeri.
On the top of mountains.
Wabeerawo ekitundu ekimu ekibeera kiriko
ettaka. There is a portion which holds ground soil.
Masekati.
In the central middle.
Tosimba nnyo ku busozi obuli sliding.
On the steep slope of the mountains. Or hills.
Empewo bwenajja ejja
gikanuke. When the wind will come blow it off to throw them.
Naye simba ku busozi buno obeera nga eri waggulu ku buli
n'entiko. On the top.
Bulinako obusozi.
They have flat land on the
busozi nga zirina yeri.
Mountains and on the top you can have a land
set. Emivule gijja kukula bulungi egyo emiti emiwanvu nga.
Those cedar trees will grow very well and eucalyptus trees.
Nimwaga ne mutsimba kaitwa.
You planted the eucalyptus trees.
Buli wemwayagala kati. Amataka gonna mugono.
All the lands are all spoiled.
Nadala wetudda mu Eastern Uganda.
Most when you go to Eastern Uganda.
Abasi baby kajjo ku mataka gali flat.
Sugar canes on the flat.
Etaka mwayo nona bono.
You wasted the lands.
Mwayo none nsi.
You spoiled the earth.
Oli agane banna.
Someone say now.
Ono minister of lands.
Is this one a minister of lands?
Yes, minister of lands.
Minister of lands. It is still
found in the church.
The one who created the land and its things on it, it's God. Finish that verse.
Bassekabaka ekyokubiri essuula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Second Kings 19:23.
Era nditema emivule gyako emiwanvu n'emiberusi gyako egisinga obulungi.
Gikuleeya emiberusi.
Those trees, they grow up on the top of mountains.
Emiberusi byebiki?
What is the fir tree?
Okay, mujja kubizuula.
You will discover that.
Bassekabaka ekyokubiri essuula y'19 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ssatu.
Second Kings 19:23.
era ndiyingira mu kisulo kyako ekikomereddeyo mu kibira eky'ennimiro yako enjimu
obusozi
omerako
ebibira
upon it grow forests
n'ensozi
in the mountains
ebibira ebyo biba bikulu nnyo okubeerako
forests are major to be on them
olw'okuregulating empewo nga bwe twawulidde
for regulating wind as we have
birimu emiti egirina buli ddagala
there are trees which have every medicine
okulabika nga empewo gye tussatebaamu kye tuyita
to appear that oxygen we breathe does not have what we call
agalwadde lwadde gano mugayita simanyi ge mufuna muyita buki bwogera ne batubera ne bagamba talina musujja naye
alina mu infection
obuuza omusawo what is infection
you ask a doctor infection kyeki
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Agarwadda agalala ganja ag'emitima n'ebitimbe.
After sicknesses of the heart and the others.
Ebivudde mukulabikanga ensi tujoonoonye.
Which have come that we are destroying the earth.
Ebibira ne tubitemaatema
oyo nacho. And we cut down all forests.
Songa byateekebwa ku busozi obwo olw'empewo eyitayo.
Put on those hills with the wind pass there.
Egende maaso n'okusengejjebwa.
Move on to be filtered.
Waliwo n'emiti egisimbwa ku
flatlands we shall see them.
Gina kuba gya buwoowo na byakulya bintu
ebyo. Of sweet smell and eatings.
Empewo bw'etuuka eno eyitamu n'efuna obuwoowo obulungi obujjanjaba omubiri obukola.
Smell to treat the body.
Katonda yategeka ensi eno n'etugyonoonye nnyo.
But we have destroyed it much.
Okusina kwe binaba mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
Over the sea in the jar of heaven.
Olwatandikira ku nsi eno
kwe tuli. We started on this earth where we are.
So abalimi n'abalala
now farmers and the others
abalima emiti bikajjo n'ebirimba
ebyo the sugar canes and the others
ebintu ebyo tebivaako bibala
they don't come off fruits
temubisimba ku flatlands
don't plant them on the flatlands
simba ku busozi
plant them on the hills
bijja kudda bulungi bibere bulungi
blossom well and be well
moyobu ya 3:8
in Job 39 the verse 8
tukomekeresa service ya
as we wind up our service
eyogera
Speaking of the mountains
n'obusozi
and the hills
n'engeri gye bikozesebwamu
and the way they are used
n'engeri Katonda gye yabitondamu
and the way God created them
okugasa
to profit
mwebi omusanvu byetula ebikulu ebiri ku nsi
in the seven major things on the planet earth
katusome
let's read
Yobu 3:8
Yobu esura 3:9 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana
Job chapter 39 verses 8
Ensozi wezenkano obugazi lyeddundiro lyayo era enoonya buli kintu ekibisi olunya olw'omwenda embogo enekkirizanga okukuweereza oba eneebeeranga wali ekisibo kyayo olw'ekkumi
Yesu yebazibu
obusozi
bwe bumu
the same hills
wabeerayo omuddeyo waggulu
kibakirungi
okulundira eyo
pastures up there you can rear from there
ku busozi
on the mountains
ku busozi
on the hills
ensozi ziba nzibu zakulundira
mountains are hard to rear from there
naye ate bw'oba osimbyeyo emiti
but if you plant trees there
eri waggulu
kikuyambako
n'okukola transport olwo gyetika
transport
togyetika
you don't carry them
eri ku lusozi negikkirira emmanga
gyoyagala you put on the mountain you throw them down in the valley where you want them to be
naye ate kirungi okulundira eri ku busozi
It's good to rear animals on the mountains on the hills on top
kubanga bwe ziba zikozeyo obubi
for when they have made filth there
bulimu ebijimusa tujja kubiraba
has fertilizers we shall see
kati muveyo ku lusozi ne bukirira no gemulima
come from the mountain slope where you plant your garden film
Yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
yibuga ibone tuli mu agriculture
are we in agriculture
Yes, omulimi omukulu ye Katonda.
The chief agriculturist is God.
Yayogera nti wawewe bimera ku nsi.
Spoke that be plants on the world.
Na ebibimu ku bintu ebikulu omusa ebiri ku nsi.
There are some of the major on the earth, the seven.
Okubira okwa flatland.
This is a flatland.
So the
hills and mountains.
N'ebiwonvu.
And the valleys.
Omumere mere.
Where the food grows.
N'okuregulating empewo gye tusi.
Regulates the oxygen we breathe.
Tuli mu bwangu.
We are in
Katusome yo bwe sura ya 40:20.
Job 40 verse 20.
Iyo no ku nsozi era wabe nayo ne ku mmere.
On the mountains the different foods.
Waliwo ne ku nsozi eri ku nsozi enti ku ntikka eri.
On the top hills.
Watera okudda obutunguru.
On the mountains they come the.
Obumonde n'ebiringa ebyo.
They plant their Irish potatoes and the onions.
Yo bwe sura ya 40 n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
Job 40 verse 20.
Mazi nti mazime ensozi Mazima ensozi zigizaalira ebyokulya. Ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko wezizannyira. Olunyo olwabirimu olumu egalamira wansi w'ebisiikirize eby'emiti, mu bwekwekero obw'omu ndago ne mu bitosi. Abiri mu bbiri
ku nsozi eyo
on the mountains,
era nayo wamerayo emmere.
They grow the food there.
So temulowooza nti ensozi n'obusozi byabwerere.
The mountains and the hills therefore in vain.
Naye wamerayo emmere naddala ku busozi.
But there grows food mostly on the hills.
Naye ne ku nsozi ezigulumidde eri mwaggulu.
Even the mountains on the top of them.
Osobola okulimayo ebintu ne bidda bulungi nnyo ddala.
You can plant things there and they come back very well.
So ensozi zaatekebwa mu nsi.
Now mountains were put in the world and the hills.
Olw'emigaso emingi.
For much profits.
Mpozi wamerayo okone ku muddo ogw'eddagala.
They also grows herbs of medicine.
Kusinda ku Zaburi 18:9.
According to Psalms 148:9.
Katuma tusome nga tumaliriza.
Zaburi esura 18 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 148:9.
Ensozi n'obusozi bwonna, emiti egibala n'emivule gyonna. Olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Ensozi,
the mountains,
n'obusozi bwonna,
all the hills,
emiti egibala,
trees which grow there.
Ndamukola olunyiriri olwo.
Zaburi esura 18 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalms 148:9.
Ensozi n'obusozi bwonna, emiti egibala n'emivule gyonna. Olunyo lw'ekkumi.
Byonna bisobola okubala ku lusozi.
All can grow on the mountains and on the hills.
N'emiti egibala osobola osimbayo.
Even trees you can plant them there.
Emiyembe.
The mangoes.
Gimera nnyo ku busozi.
They usually grow on the hills.
So kiba kirungi nnyo.
It's so good.
Ebintu ebyo ne biteekebwa mu bifo bye birina okubeeramu.
A put in place the may be.
Era bwe tunadda ku flatland tujja kulaba tusimbayo nnyo bibala.
And you see. Plant, we plant there flowers and fruits and other plants out of come progresses. Though on the mountains and hills, there are planted many other things. And the herbs they are there.
Proverbs
27:25.
This
herb to work well. I don't say of the shrines of Satan. I say that God has made to grow. It's most on the mountains and hills. Mountains and hills. There is where herbs grow. Those of HIV,
cancer,
fever, malaria, and others. Most herbs grow where there are hills and the mountains. Are we together? Medicines of Satan and herbs. When did he cause it to grow?
Proverbs 27:25. Omuddo omukalu gutwalibwa, n'essubi eggonvu lirabika, n'emiddo egy'oku nsozi bagiyingiza.
Naye oluganda olwo. Okay, kale katugende n'eky'oluganda ndowooza. Naye ng'emiddo mingi.
But many herbs.
Omanyi waliwo emiddo.
You know there are grass.
N'eddagala.
And herbs.
Byawukana.
These are different words.
Emiddo gye giri.
The grass are there.
Nga ziryako buli.
And the cows eat of them.
Nga zo si ddagala nga middo.
And they're not herbs, they are grass.
Ate ne wabaawo n'eddagala.
And they're also herbs.
So bimera nnyo ku nsozi.
Now they grow much on
busozi,
the hills and the mountains.
Wabula nga nkomekkiriza.
But as I went up,
ebirungo ebyokulya,
ingredients of eating,
bidda nnyo ku busozi ne ku nsozi.
They grow so much on the hills and mountains.
Ebirungo babiyita spices.
The spices.
Zimera nnyo ku busozi.
Spices grow most on the hills and mountains.
Kali bwe mba mu birima.
Now if you plant them,
katusembe bwetuti.
It's in like this.
Song of Songs. Oluyimba mu esula ey'omunaana olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Oluyimba esula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Song of Songs chapter 8:14.
Yanguwa muganzi wange, obeere ng'empeewo oba ennangaazi ento ku nsozi ez'ebyakaloosa.
Ensozi z'ebyaki?
Mountain of spices.
Omanyi bimera bulungi nnyo.
They grow very well there. All the spicings, those
spells
good to use in this life, And to fly the foods. They grow most on the smaller hills, even on the top of mountains. Now we did this through what we read in Isaiah in the chapter 40 and the verse 12. God measured the earth and they measured water in it and measured hills and mountains for profiting.
That's
how we started with those. This is a third issue.
In
seven major things on planet earth, on medicine and concerning the land, hills and mountains, even valleys, where food
grows,
regulate oxygen, we breathe, and movement of rivers. Thus we finish concerning mountains and hills in the breeze. Sunday we shall look to valleys. Valleys
swamps.
And swamps. We shall look their meaning. Most of your rubbish was gathered there. And out of them they made mayor and many others. That the earth is not destroyed much.
We
thank God for those.
You
shall end up see the floodlands. What you is found for? Even the way food grows, how potato is made in the ground, cassava, bananas, and the others. May God bless you. Let's go to other services.